I'm Madeline Brand in Los Angeles, and this is Day to Day. Those Gap sweats you own may have been made in a sweatshop. The Gap today released a report saying it's not doing enough to ensure fair working conditions at factories around the world. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Viglin. Tess, this is unusual that they're actually admitting to using sweatshop labor.
You know, there's been a lot of pressure on the apparel industry in recent years to both document and then fix some of these labor problems that have been brought up by various human rights and labor rights groups. So about 3 years ago, the Gap developed a rating system for its factories around the world, and it started doing intensive monitoring, and then it produced this report that is not flattering to the company. In China, for example, some 25% of suppliers were cited for psychologically or verbally abusing workers. The company actually suspended 136 of its factories for various violations of its own rules.
And how are human rights monitors, critics of sweatshop labor, responding to this report?
It's earning fairly high marks, especially from shareholder groups that have been calling for a lot more transparency from corporate America as a whole. Adam Kanzer is legal counsel and director of shareholder advocacy with Domini Social Investments, and he says it's a good start, but he'd like to see even more from the company, including some year-over-year comparisons. This was only for 2003. Still, he says the Gap has done something not a lot of other companies are willing to do.
A lot of companies are nervous that if they put out information that has negative data in it, their critics are going to simply grasp onto that data and put out a report that, you know, oh, the company has admitted that, you know, their factories are not in compliance with their code. So the Gap, I think, you know, has taken some risks here. They have stuck their neck out.
And he points out that all companies that use the same global supply chain that the Gap uses, they're all in the same boat, especially in the garment industry. So the question is, what are the rest of them doing about it, and will this motivate other companies to follow suit?
And what are the risks involved for the Gap? Does it mean that their stock price will go down?
It's certainly possible. Kanzer mentioned that by releasing all this self-critical information, you hand your critics a lot of fodder for going after you. And, of course, there was a high-profile example of that last year in the Nike case, where a labor rights activist sued the company after it mounted this PR campaign, denying that it used sweatshop labor. Well, a lot of analysts worried that it would spook companies into not saying anything at all about their labor practices. This move by the Gap could be a model for other companies. Today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're looking at video games that have gone high budget, supporting an industry bigger than Hollywood.
Tess Viglund of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio. Thank you, Tess.
Thank you, Madeline.